People who have the gift of intercession cry out in prayer. They're often the first ones to see an issue, start to pray before the results change, the situation changes, and they cry out. They continue to cry out to God. They're praying behind the scenes. They're praying maybe in their prayer closet or somewhere private. They're praying together at times. But they're the ones who are travailing and laboring. You think of someone giving birth and the labor that's involved. They are laboring. They're praying for God to deliver, God to heal, God to strengthen. And everyone should pray and cry out to God. But certain people have a gift of intercession. In James chapter 5, you know, the prayer of a righteous man or a righteous woman availeth much. It's powerful. It's effective. But we see Elijah who prays just like us. But he prays and God doesn't send rain. He prays. God does send rain. And God hears his prayers as the weather. And it's evident through the weather. But he's crying out that God would demonstrate his greatness and control even over the weather. That no false God has control over the weather. And it was seen through his prayers. Intercession, someone who stands in the gap, prays for their country, their city, their family, and before people even recognize they're praying for them, they've been crying out specific prayers to God. If you have that gift, what a gift it is to build up the body, praying for people. God is working through those prayers on their behalf. You're interceding. And if you know people who pray for you, pray often, are fervent in prayer, thank them. What a gift. It might be one of the best expressions of love is someone who prays for you again and again and again. The gift of intercession, standing in the gap. If you have that gift, don't give up. Keep praying for our church, our country. Keep praying. God is hearing and working through your prayers.